This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The dove and squirrel seasons are now open, as are the early waterfowl hunts. And anglers are enjoying some pretty good late summer fishing. And we got some deer hunting coming up very soon, just a few short weeks. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, we're now just probably about 4 weeks away from the beginning of the Illinois deer hunting season for archers. And that won't be long. I mean, it's going to be coming very quickly, and times are happening. And we do have some news regarding deer hunting, although this time it's about gun hunting. Two more area counties have been named to the list of 8 additional closed counties for the late winter antlerless only deer hunting season. At this point, Madison probably remains about the only county anywhere near that is open to this particular hunt. This season, Illinois late winter antlerless deer hunting season will be open in 27 counties. The late winter season provides additional hunting opportunities in counties with surplus deer. Now, the season dates for the split 7-day late season and special CWD hunts will be December 31st through January 3rd and January 15th through the 17th. Macoupin and Montgomery counties have been added to the closed list for this winter. They join the other counties, Coles, Effingham, Peoria, Stark, Warren, and Wayne, previously open during the late winter hunt and now closed. IDNR biologists recommended the changes for the 2015 and 16 seasons following an analysis of deer data, including hunting harvest, deer vehicle accidents, deer disease reports, and other factors. And hunters in Illinois harvested 5,152 deer in the 35 open counties during the late winter season in 2015 or 14. Hunters harvested 145,720 deer during all the firearm and archery seasons in Illinois last year. The entire list of open counties for the 2015 and 16 late winter antlerless season is relatively short. It includes Brown, Carroll, Clark, Clay, Crawford, Edgar, Edwards, Fulton, Hamilton, Henderson, Knox, and Lee, Madison, Marion, Marshall, McDonough, McLean, Mercer, Monroe, Pike, Putnam, Rock Island, Saline, Schuyler, Shelby, Vermilion, and White. And those are the only counties open this year for the late winter hunt. So the numbers are going fewer each year. And if you've never been to a rendezvous, here's a chance to see one. Bring the entire family, in fact, September 12th and 13th. Visitors can step back into time to the days when the frontier trappers met the fur traders and buyers during the annual Pierre Marquette Rendezvous and Reenactment Festival at Pierre Marquette State Park in Grafton, and that's going to be again on September 12th through the 13th. The event is a traditional pre-1840 rendezvous with buckskinned reenactors portraying primitive traders and campers. There will be a period demonstrations, black powder and longbow shoots, tomahawk throwing, camp music, and food common to the days of the Illinois frontier. The public is invited and an admission is free. And this is once again to the Pierre Marquette State Park Rendezvous. It'll be from 10 until 5 on Saturday, September 12th, and from 10 until 4 on Sunday, September 13th. For more information, you can give the folks at Pierre Marquette State Park a call. And that number is 618-786-3323. That number is, again, is 618-786-3323. Okay, we're going to take a brief break. Come back with more right after these messages. Okay, we're back, and waterfowl is kind of on our mood right now. And like I mentioned earlier, the early waterfowl seasons are currently open. And we do have information on the upcoming hunting seasons as well. In fact, if you liked last year's deer hunt or duck hunting seasons and limits, you will likely find this year's proposed regulations nearly ideal. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources recently announced their 2015 proposed waterfowl seasons and bag limits. And since the proposal falls within the season framework provided by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, these dates are likely to be approved. This provides waterfowl hunters a good idea of what to expect down the road. Now, the state's recommendation features a 60-day duck hunting season in each of the state's 4 waterfowl hunting zones. The proposal includes canada goose hunting seasons of 90 days in the north and central zones, 79 days in the south central zone, and 67 days in the south zone. According to IDNR sources, the goose season lengths are shorter in the south, central, and south zones to coincide with the duck season dates and to match hunter preferences. Now, the Illinois seasons are based on a five-year plan for waterfowl hunting season dates. The plan was developed in 2011, and this is the final year of the plan. This fall, the proposal shows Illinois duck, Canada goose, and snow goose seasons kicking off October 17th in the north zone. Here in the central zone, hunting begins October 24th. The hunting seasons in the south central zone begin November 14th, and the south zone hunters will head afield November 26th. More days were allowed for white-fronted goose seasons this year. This season opens October 19th in the north zone, November 5th in the central, and with the duck season in the south central, which is November 14th, and the south zone, November 26th. Illinois is again proposing a daily duck bag limit of 6. If approved, the daily bag limit may include no more than 4 mallards, of which 2 may be hens, 3 wood ducks, 3 scalp, 2 redheads, 2 pintails, 2 canvasback, 1 black duck, and 1 mottled duck. The only proposed change here is with the canvasbacks going from 1 to 2. And the proposed daily limit of mergansers is 5, of which only 2 may be hooded mergansers. The possession limit for ducks and mergansers is 3 times the daily bag limit by the species and sex. And the daily bag limits for Canada and white-fronted goose are proposed at 2, with a possession limit of 6. This year, during the fall and winter season, the IDNR is again proposing a daily bag limit of 20 birds and snow geese with no possession limit. The spring conservation order light goose season opens January 15th in the north zone and February 1st in the central, south central, and south zones. The seasons will end March 31st in all zones. And there is no bag limit or possession limit on snow, blue, or Ross's geese during this season. Now, the September 2015 early Canada goose season, which is currently open, continues through September 15th and offers a daily limit of 5 and a possession limit of 15 geese in the north and central zones, and a daily limit of 2 and a possession limit of 6 geese in the south and south central zones. Illinois' 16-day statewide teal hunting season opens September 5th and continues through September 20th, with a daily limit of 6 and a possession limit of 18. Shooting hours for the September teal season are different from the regular season, starting at sunrise a half hour later than the regular season until sunset. And each summer, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service proposes hunting season lengths and bag limits for the upcoming waterfowl season. This year's guidelines are considered liberal and include the 60-day duck season. States will select their individual seasons from the federal framework that established the earliest beginning and latest ending dates and the maximum season length and bag limits. Illinois has begun work on their new five-year plan for waterfowl zone lines and season dates for the 2016 through the 2020 seasons. Hunters can review this information used for to set the zone lines and season dates at the DNR website under waterfowl hunting. They may also consider looking for a final proposal in late September or early October outlining the next 5 years' zone lines and season dates. And though no changes are anticipated, the actual dates and lengths of the proposed 2015 Illinois waterfowl seasons is expected to be announced later this month. If they fall within the federal framework and are approved by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, they then must be listed in the Federal Register for a required period of time before coming official. So it looks like we have a big liberal waterfowl hunting season, and I think we'll have plenty of good times out there. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hickin.